Hey, this your man Gator, and you're listening to the Purple House on Anchor FM. You already know.
Y'all ready to rock this? All right. All right, y'all. What's up? What's up? And welcome to the Purple House, y'all. How y'all doing, everybody?
Good.
Yo.
Good. All right, y'all. We got DJ Thomas, which he's probably not DJing now. He's like on Venmo trying to get his coin Dallas correct. What's happening, Thomas?
Ah, shit. I'm all right, man.
That's what's up. I heard that you got, like, something special coming up next week, right?
Yeah, my birthday.
Uh-oh, what you gonna do? You gonna be at the casino, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a party at the casino.
You gonna, how you gonna have a party at the casino?
Masquerade, babe.
Oh, you gonna have masquerade party at the... Oh, you seven
I'm
star?
I'm seven so
you
star. Can, seven I rent star, the whole man. Bitch out.
Uh-oh, you rent that whole motherfucker out. That's what's up, bro. Well, early happy birthday, but we're gonna still give you some props next week as well. What's going on, Calvin?
Not much, just hanging out.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What you been getting into, sir?
Just chilling.
Just chilling. That's just what I'm in. Talking about. Yeah, this was like a real, real like closed in, little service of not performing yesterday due to Hurricane Laura. That actually kind of put us in a little leaky disadvantage. But we're here and we're going to continue with our next show Saturday to make sure we give y'all that 5 days a week like we promised. And we also have our new guest tonight. What's happening, Gator?
Wow.
What's up, bro? How you been?
Oh, man, I can't call it.
All right.
It's a different day, you know.
That's what's up. Why don't you tell everybody who you are, where you from, what you repping?
I feel like I'm on Q93, back in the... Tell me where you calling from.
Right.
Yeah. All right, my name is Gator. Originally, my name is Brent. Beep. I never tell you my government, but, yeah, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's
all
up.
All Carrollton, you know, rapping, but I'm downtown bound now. You know, we being at 7 Ward real heavy.
7 Ward?
Aye.
That's what's up, y'all. The Purple House has moved downtown. We're not repping uptown no more, unfortunately. Y'all, tonight, we have a very special topic. Like, we've been trying to stay away from sex, but guys love sex.
That's what makes the world go around.
Sex makes the world go around. I thought it was money and food.
Well, you might not have any money, but you can always have sex.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, yeah. Well, no, you can always have money if you're having sex.
You
know,
sex.
Shit. You know, so you better get them coins.
Man, you got the power. You got all that, dude.
Right. So tonight, y'all, we will be talking about as like one of our first topics, which will be fetishes.
Uh-oh.
Now, y'all, this is kind of so taboo-ish, if I should say. Like, very taboo-ish, right? We're not going to go with just the normal fetishes of let me suck your earlobe or let me lick your nipple. We are going into... I don't even know how to call that. What would that be? What type of fetishes would those be at the moment?
Very unusual.
Very unusual fetishes.
Unorthodox.
So, say, Thomas, do you like partake in having any fetishes that you like?
I really ain't. I'm kind of band boring. I don't really get into fetishes, but
not even DP action.
One in the mouth and one in the ass. Crazy ass. Wow. But anyway, So yeah, man, I got had paid $100 for this dude. He got a fetish, foot fetish, man. He paid me $100 to take a picture of my feet.
That is a really big fetish.
Yeah, $100. That was an easy $100 right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because Sadie used to have somebody cash at home.
We do not say names on the show, sir. Mm-hmm. We will not say names on the show.
All right.
Okay.
He knows someone who.
I know someone who gets paid about $100 for send pictures on
all the time on Grindr, Jack. You got pretty feet. It's just bizarre to me.
I think some fetishes are cool. I like to watch the BBWs, the big beautiful women, rub like food all over their bodies. I'm lying my ass off. I do not like that shit.
Hot tub BBW action, baby.
You are not about to take that fresh tasted ice cream and rub it all over your goddamn body and not give me none.
You better get these
nuts out of my face. For real. So, Gator, what about you? Are you like into fetishes, sir?
Listen, my fetish. It's no fetish. Meaning when I say that is all fetishes. I don't like really putting labels on things, and I don't really just like, you know, specifying certain, especially when it comes to sex, because I'm really just open to it all, and I like to explore, you know, it all for the most part, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all hear that, ladies? He like to explore, you know, exploring. Mm-hmm. Down under.
What? Like the old Ford.
Right. Well, Kelvin, what about you? Are you like into certain fetishes, you know?
I'm willing to try anything at least once to see if I like it.
I tried a lot of things once when it comes down to no fetishes. I'ma just tell you, you know, like,
I mean, if this thing's too far, too out there, then I'm like, this maybe not. But for the most part, I'm willing to try anything at least once just to see. Because you can't say you don't like it if you haven't tried it.
I mean, like R. Kelly don't pee on me. I really mean R. Kelly, you better not pee on me at all.
Well, like I've told you before, I mean, I've never been peed on or I've never peed on anyone, but I have been, brace yourselves, people, peed in. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, that was like a moment of silence in between that one. But, hey. Some people like to be pissed off, others like to be pissed on, and others like to be peed in, you know, shit. So, Kelvin, why don't you like tell us a couple of things about fetishes? You know, like, you're our advisor through the stars, so why don't you give us some insight on the word fetish, other than, like, you know, is it like a hidden feeling, or I mean, is it like something that pertains to our previous conversation of foreplay?
Well, fetish is like some of the most popular ones in the United States are masochism, group play, sadism, sports gear, armpits.
So what is masochism? I hear that a lot. Armpits. That's the M of the BDSM. Yeah. Okay. So what is masochism?
Masochism is a person who likes to have pain inflicted upon them. Whereas a sadist is a person who likes to inflict the pain.
Inflict
pain. And when I say
pain,
I mean pain in the good pain. If
but that bad. Is right.
Well, like, so good. Like, so good.
Like I've watched this since it is a sex talk that we're having. I did watch a porn recently. And I found out that the most intense pain, when pain is inflicted upon you, is when you're hit on the bottom of your foot.
Really?
Yes. Due to that, all of our nerve endings
feel a dual fetish coming on.
So, I watched this porn of where this woman was bondaged, you know, tied up and everything, and the man took the rod, like a nice little, you know, rod, like about, I don't know if that's like an inch or whatever. I think that's like an inch round. And he hit the bottom of her feet. And she, like, screamed in like, agonizing pain. So, you know, I tried it. And I did not like that feeling. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how it is. Like, when you're walking on the floor barefoot and you step on, like, a Lego block, it feels like you stepped on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, imagine something hitting the bottom of your feet, like, really hard with that same intense pain. I think that was, like, you know, totally crazy. So, Kelvin, my love, yes. Why don't you tell us some of these extreme fetishes?
Okay, there were quite a few.
And maybe Thomas might like a few.
Well, I was on Huffington Post. They actually had an article for the 46 sexual fetishes you've never heard of, probably. The very first one on the list is acrotomophilia.
Oh, amputees, baby.
Yes. Okay, see?
Oh, you knew that?
I'm with it. Yeah.
So you did it with
that? Throw them nubs up and it's going
down. Oh, nubby.
Come here, girl. I don't run.
She can't run. What's up with that, Tom? Would you like a little nubby action?
No fun if the nub can.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. What's that? A moment of silence, sir?
I had something in my head I wanted to say, but I
go ahead. I mean, the world.
It gets stuck, man. It just got stuck. I couldn't say nothing.
The world is like our pearl right now. You know, these people want to know, Thomas.
Hey, you said no name.
I like not. Well, we the cats. I always like a good novelty fuck.
A good novelty fuck?
Yeah, like, you know, you got to fuck a retard or an amputee or, you know, midget, you know, you got all these these weird fucks, you know.
So what is it about them? Do they have, like, better sex or something?
No, it's just a novelty fuck, you know, it's something to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Something to put on your belt.
Well, speaking of better sex, experiences. Better sex, you know, there are some people who, some of my straight friends are like, oh, I want to have sex with a girl who's bow-legged because the sex is better. I mean, the ones that you guys who've had sex with women, is that a
I don't know about the bow-legged, but
bow-legged,
I know about
can't take no dick.
I know about the crazy girls.
Well, I know bow-legged could throw some dick. Hey, I ain't gonna lie about that.
A lot of them slow girls, they got that wet pussy, man. They got their little slow, they're a little off, like maybe like what's his name? Forrest Gump, you know, like girls like Forrest Gump, they got that wet pussy.
Oh, the autistics.
Yeah, they got that good shit.
That's what's up, y'all. I feel like, hey, when it comes down to, I guess, having sex with amputees, I mean, hey, you don't want to pull the rope too quick, right? You know, okay, well, hey, come on, Kelvin, give us some more.
There's nasolingus, arousal to sucking on a person's nose. That's one of the most unusual ones I've ever heard of. Not as crazy as coprophilia, though.
Okay, what is coprophilia?
Arousal to feces.
Oh, that's sick. Scatting.
Sick.
Oh, God, a dirty Sanchez is.
They're trying to get pink eye in that bitch.
Some of my boys on the cell block in Angola might concur with that one.
Oh, wow, that's what's up. I don't know about though. I mean,
me personally, I've always been under the impression that that's not something you want to happen during sex, but there's something get so turned on by it.
I fucked the shit out of that motherfucker, literally.
I mean, it's happened.
But I've had a friend who actually had to write a college paper on it, and she was telling about this one guy who got turned on when he had his girl take a huge shit on his chest. Ooh. And
Shit on your chest. You ever heard of two girls in one cup?
Yeah, that was the
right. That is, yeah. I didn't even watch it, y'all. I thought that would like totally like make me throw up.
No, that was like a car accident.
I shit on a tranny once. And she loved it.
For real?
It was an accident, man. I was at Harris all day and fucking damn drinking them little mixed drinks, them cocktails, and
she hit that. She pulled that string, huh?
Yeah.
That is so crazy. But y'all, peep this out. We'll be right back with the Purple House, y'all. Is that like a commercial? Uh-oh, there we go. Good save. Good fucking save.
Yo, this is Thomas. You're listening to Purple House on Anchor FM.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Purple House. I got my panel up here. What's happening, everybody?
Hey.
Hi. That's what's up. We're going to continue this extreme fetish topic, and we're going to turn it back into our hands of good old Kelvin. All right, Kelvin, bring us the next fetish up to bed.
Okay, so yeah, once again, I was looking on Huffington Post, and they had the article for the 46 sexual fetishes you've never heard of before.
46.
And one of the crazy ones I just picked up on was lithophilia. It's arousal to stone and gravel. So I'm assuming that people like to have sex outside on, on the ground, or people having sex in graveyards on... That's the only thing I can think of, stone and gravel,
Right. Or is it like really...
Or they get turned on.
In my mind, like based on the feeling of how stone and gravel feel upon your skin.
You know,
so that could be
really
like glass broke on the floor, like the Mrs. and Mrs. Smith thing.
Right.
Or is it like real stone and gravel? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it doesn't really say... It doesn't really specify, but I'm assuming it's open to interpretation. However, some people...
They may feel it. Thomas, you think you could fuck on stone and gravel?
I really don't like it.
You don't like stone and gravel?
Knees, man. I don't like the pain. It should be getting my mind, man. All that shit being with that shit getting away, and it's just... grit getting on.
You know what?
That's why sex on the beach is just not fun.
Oh, grit.
Well, sex on the beach is not fun.
It's not fun.
I had to think about it. I mean, as far as like visual aspect, it could be nice. Yeah. But
when you're peeling the sheet off your kneecaps the next morning.
All right. Right. I feel you with that. Shit, a lot of people were stoned back in the days, They probably did get it in on it. I mean, fuck.
I think it's probably like creek bed stones. Like, there's little smooth round ones, That would be more.
What would you even do?
Well, some people.
Sex on that? Like.
I guess some people are really into sex and don't care where they have sex. I mean. They probably don't even feel that. They're probably into the sex.
Adrenaline. Yeah, a lot of times adrenaline, even in fights, will not let your nerves, reveal the pain that you actually go through until after the adrenaline goes down. Sort of like Adderall. But go ahead, Calvin. Give us the next fetish up for bed.
We have it's catoptrophilia. It's arousal to sex in front of mirrors. I think a lot of people to have sex in front of mirrors. Me, personally, I do not want to have sex in front of mirrors. I don't like the way I'm just a little bit apprehensive about seeing my ecstasy face. It's bad enough the person I'm with is seeing. I don't want to have to see it, you know.
But that don't mean that you have an ugly ecstasy face.
I just don't want to see it.
They don't call them the ugly one.
You know, I'm overly critical of myself, so what, maybe that's why.
What about you, Gator, bro? Would you prefer to, like, fuck in front mirrors?
I love fucking in front of mirrors. And the special thing about fucking in front of mirrors is that, see, me personally, I'm a very verbal person in sex, so, see, I like to tell a girl what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing it to her. But see, with the mirror thing, is like, you know, not only am I telling her, but I can show it too, you know. And just, you know, I love porn, so it's like, kind of like my own little porn movie.
I think of it like that too, you know, like, when me and you was talking the other day on the show, and I was saying, you know, like, have you gotten high before and you get in front of the mirror and it's like the mirror just turns into like this video camera and, you know, you just do stupid shit like in front of the mirrors. Yeah, you know. Like, I kind of like flashes out sometimes when I'm high and I look in the mirror and shit like that. So, what about you, Thomas?
No, I like fucking in the mirror, in front of the mirror.
So my question to you all is, if you are having sex in front of a mirror, does it turn you on to see you doing everything, or does it turn you on to see the reaction of your partner in the mirrors?
Well, since I've never had sex in front of a mirror, I can only say that I know that when I'm having sex, the guys like to see how I react.
Uh-huh.
So it could be a combination of the people, like Gator said, he likes to watch because he also likes to see the reaction of the female. So,
right.
I mean, I guess that's, you know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because like, when I'm doing it in front of the mirror, you know, I'm trying to watch how that dick is being, you know. Ow, I don't know, y'all. I just, you know, that's how it is to me, you know. When it comes down to, like, you know, when it comes down to the art of love, that's what it's about.
Right.
So when I'm in a mirror, you know, even though I have to make sure I look like really damn good to be in the mirror, first of all, you know, because, you know, it, your mind's gonna, like, trigger, like, hey, this is a video, you know, and you're going to try to be as hot and as sexy as possible, you know. So in my mind, it'll totally, like, trigger the aspect of, like, yeah, you know, you got to make sure that when you sling your head, all your hair goes to, like, right, one side, and it's very, very commercial, you know. But I think it's badass, especially mirrors.
What about BDSM?
I'm kind of half and half on that one.
Okay.
I am, like, if I was to take it into, like, the 50 Shades of Grey,
yeah,
I love
it. Yeah, baby.
I love it all the way.
Okay.
Because I know that my partner knows how far to go. But, like, just picking someone, like, a random, which I've been through that experience as well. I went to, like, this club, and they had, like, this vampire ball or something.
Okay.
Some type of evil ball that was going on.
And
they turned around, and we were all sitting there. We're having our drinks, me and my girls. And the guy comes up to me, and he says, hey, would you like to get on the cross and be whipped? And I said, no, yeah, thank you, because I watch Roots. I watch Amistad. And he held his head down and kind of, like, walked off. But, I mean, at the same time, I don't want to go through a Rodney King experience. I don't know how far he going to go, because, like, I watched him beat my friend before he asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And her ass cheeks were purple.
Mm. Some people like that, though. I mean,
right.
They really get turned on by the...
Right.
I guess it's that threshold where between pain and what feels good and what hurts. I mean,
now see, when it comes down to sex and you, like, grab my neck and push it in the pillow and say, take that dick, bitch. Yeah. But I mean, not like with no whip. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a light time. I mean,
if it's a feather.
Or, like, no, because there are whips, you know, because I watched this... I'm sure we've all heard of Real Sex, right?
Yeah,
HBO. Yeah, HBO.
And there were
chronicles. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Daddy Pimps Up, Rose Down.
I don't like that. Oh, when that lady took the teeth out of my mouth and gumming that dick. Oh, gummy bears. Huh, Thomas?
Yep.
You yapping. What is you doing, sir?
I see. I think we all done experienced that.
Yeah. What?
What's that?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's experience. No, what?
I had me a couple of gummies.
Yeah. What?
One of them was only 20 years old. She had
what?
Some kind of, yeah. She had all the joints pulled out. You know, she was bad too, man. She pulled them things out. I was like, what?
That would have fucked my head up. Like,
and
for
it
real.
Did, but she was, I guess she was just used to this reaction. So before I could, like, protest or anything, she just grabbed that bitch and went to chomping on that bitch. And I was like, oh, Lord. I just kicked on her back and, you know what I mean? Like, shit. And
so what it felt like, this really intrigues me because I asked another friend, like, about this experience that he had. And he was like, I mean, he said it's like the best thing. You don't get no teeth, though.
It really was.
Like, none of that. And I'm like, oh, goodness.
It really was amazing, you know.
Like,
I've never had a gummy. I'm not saying that I would never have a gummy. But, I don't know.
Me neither. I don't think I would like that. Like, I'm getting chills, like, right now, you know?
I can't say that I won't like it. It's just...
I mean, and look, hey, sometimes, I mean, you might be a victim to a gummy, because you don't always know a gummy's coming on, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't realize that
it's the witching hours.
So, you know, she pops up off her knees, and you break off a $20 rock, you know what I'm saying? She smiles at you, and you're like, oh, shit.
So,
it was good, you know what I'm saying? So, it was like, you know.
But yeah, you don't even get, like, the teeth marks or whatever. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I take my time sucking dick or whatever.
Yeah, so I said,
but
the person knows what they're doing.
At the same time, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I'll.
Yeah, like going seek out Thomas. People, you know?
Thomas, you quiet over here. You done been gummied?
Yeah, I've been gummied.
You've been gummied.
What'd it feel like?
Feels good. I can't stand the teeth, man. I'll stop you right away if you gave me.
But I'm saying, like, do you prepare for? I mean, y'all got to break this down to me.
It ain't no thing to me. I mean, it's what it is. Sometimes you got people that, if you know how to suck dick, you know how to suck dick.
Right.
It don't matter if you got gums or not, teeth.
It does matter if you got gums or not, though.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, y'all! This is very intriguing and educational to me. So y'all just like say, okay, y'all had no teeth. Here, go ahead and eat that meat.
Yeah. Why not?
You can't really eat it, so we got no teeth, but I get the fish.
No, they can gnaw on it.
Like, I've had guys that tell me use my teeth before.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit. Yeah. To catch that little tingling spot that make them bust that nut. Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I mean... Y'all just don't see what I see in my head. It's like, you know, you walking up to that lady and she like looking all good and shit. She like, you know, I'm a suck that dick for you. And you like leaning back in that dick hard. And it's like, you know, okay, you know, I'm a let you suck this dick, girl. And she said, well, you know what? Hold on right quick. Cling, cling, and drop the bitches in that motherfucking water and that glass.
But for most guys, I don't think that'll even matter. You know, because... I mean, I don't know how it is now, but I know back in the day, it used to be there were women who would not admit to sucking dick.
You know, right.
It was such a taboo thing.
Especially in New Orleans.
But now, I guess, it's...
Especially in New Orleans?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's mind-blowing.
See, back in the day,
that.
Like, yeah, down south, it was kind of like, when I'm saying New Orleans, it was kind of like a, you know... Girls wouldn't admit to sucking no cock. I'm just saying.
Jeez,
now it's like if you ain't eating the ass, you might as well go ahead on and roll.
Oh Lord, that ain't my forte at all.
So you've never done that before?
No, I did. I ain't eat no man ass.
No, I mean I've done it.
You ate an ass?
I have.
You not scared?
Scared of what?
That they gonna pass gas in your mouth?
Well, I think it's. No, I'm not.
I don't know.
Because I think they wouldn't have you do that if they were going to, if there was any...
What if they can't hold it?
I mean...
Because, I mean, like, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, like, my fear about that situation is not that they're going to do any scatting. None right. of that shit.
As long as they my laugh fear, afterwards.
Like, laugh.
Yeah, it's that awkward silence.
That ain't funny. I'm about to beat the fuck out you, you fart in my mouth. That's
great.
Bitch. Bitch. You bitch
nasty
in my mouth.
Bitch.
You know, like... It's like funny. I just feel like if that tongue hit that spot, then them cakes gonna open.
But it's funny when you talk about eating ass, because then there's also a fetish called felching. Does anybody know what that is?
Is that when they come in one person's mouth and they spit in the other person's mouth?
Well, it's like a sexual practice involving the act of orally sucking semen out of the vagina or anus.
Ooh. Out the ass?
Thumb swapping.
That's nasty.
So someone could come in your ass and then they want to go
suck
in.
Suck it out your ass and then spit it in your mouth.
When it doesn't say spit, you know, but if that's what they want to do, then that's what some people are into. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So.
No. You know, hey,
my. They can felt all they want, but don't spit it in my mouth. If you want
right.
to, go right ahead. But don't spit it in my mouth.
Right, but I mean, still at the end of the day, like, I've done like some things that didn't involve sucking it out the ass, you know, and the dude like kissed me, and I was like, do I supposed to intertangle my tongue with the sperm and his tongue?
Well, let me ask this question, because I saw this on a Facebook post a couple of days ago. When you eat someone's ass. Well, this doesn't
that excludes this, me.
You eat someone's ass, and would you kiss them afterward, or is that a huge thing? Like, no, I just ate your ass. I'm not going to kiss
right,
you.
Right, out of respect.
I mean, would you kiss
them? Well, you know, when...
Because there are some people who are into kissing after they eat the ass, and there's some people just like, no.
I mean, you
okay.
got a freaky partner that's like, let me see how my ass tastes.
Like at the same time, like, if I know, and it's not about eating ass, though, but, like, if I know that, hey... I'm squeaky clean, and we doing the damn thing, and he pulled out or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's squeaky clean, so, you
so
know,
you
I'll suck his dick.
Well, yeah.
You know, especially if the mood is there, I don't want to stop the mood and be like, oh, I'm not going to suck your dick because you just finished fucking.
What about if he eats your ass? Would you kiss him afterwards?
Yeah, because my boot is squeaky clean.
There you go.
But not with no, not after he done came in my ass and he's sucking that out and want to say, no, indeed. Jesus, keep me near the cross. That's all I got to say about that one, y'all, because I don't know. But, y'all, we will be right back with the Purple House. And the moment of silence.
It's long.
There's some holes in
this.
Oh.
Catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kick, I'm kinda wild. Look at my mouth, look at my thighs. Sweater is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play, I wear the sky.
Go on screen while we puffs the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
I'm doing it well.
All right, y'all, we are back with the Purple House. How y'all doing, panel? That's what's up. What's going on, Thomas? You've been quiet like this whole show, bro. What's
man,
up with that?
I got to do, man.
What? Yeah. Like DP action?
Yeah, that's if they pay me money.
Oh, damn. How much they got to pay you?
It's $800.
$800?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I could get a piece of for $1.99.
No, DP, there's more than one dick.
Well, yeah.
That's $400
a piece. $400 a piece?
Yeah, boy, they're getting some good shit.
Okay, before we get into the next conversation, the next topic, y'all, I wanted to ask, which was like one of the questions that popped up on my Instagram. Do guys take time to focus and take the perfect picture of their dick before they send it. So, my question is to y'all, when girls ask for dick pics, or guys ask for dick pics, do y'all just take a random dick pic and send it? Or is it like you have to work at an angle or...
Yeah, there's different angles.
I'm sure people are working on angles. I know I have. But a lot of times, I'm just like hurrying up trying to... I might be at the red light, pull that joint out real quick.
I'm asking everybody.
Well, if I'm being honest, and I am, I'm not a dick pic taker only because... As a bottom, I mean, no one really usually asks for a dick pic.
Right.
I mean, they want that perfect ass pic. But,
right.
But it's like...
Yeah, the booty suits. Yeah.
When somebody asked me, I was like, you want what? So I had to actually take one. So, I mean... But, of course, I guess you want that...
That perfect
angle.
Okay.
I mean, I've only taken
What is the perfect angle? Is it better to shoot from down or from up? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're trying to portray. If you're trying to portray, I don't know. I guess it just depends on how they want their dick to look in the picture.
Right, because...
Because when I get the pics, I'm happy either way.
I don't know. I just see so many dicks that it's like another page in the magazine to be like, flip, yeah, you know? But I've also... Getting back to the topic, y'all. I've also have talked to a lot of people that are really, really concerned about this when they go into relationships. And I know our topic was supposed to be about your partner. Wait, say it again. What it is?
Should your partner's sexual history affect your relationship?
Yeah, should your partner's sexual history affect your relationship? In other words... If your partner's whole number is higher than yours, right?
That can mean one of two things, in my opinion. One of two, the first thing, it can mean that they're very experienced and they know what they're doing. So, hey, I want to, maybe they can teach me something.
True.
Or two, it means that they just don't care or that they're a hoe. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being a hoe. I mean,
it's long a time ago, I was a hoe. And I ain't.
I think we've all had our hoe moments. I know I've had my hoe moments.
I mean, at the same time, you know, when you ain't got nothing in the motherfucking refrigerator, but mayonnaise, you got to make them cakes jump for a doggone McDonald's, value meal, because I ain't gonna lie, if you think you gonna get this and come with, the dollar menu, you got shit fucked up. I want two Big Mac meals, I want a sundae, I want a McFlurry, I want a fucking Frappuccino, you about to spend $50 at McDonald's for me.
And bitch, don't even think about swerving in the churches.
You want to get cheese on it too?
Popeyes. Hell yeah. Popeyes down? Hell yeah.
Shit, you didn't do a strange thing behind them chicken sandwiches.
You know, I don't know, y'all, in my mind, would I consider someone who has a larger whole number than me something serious in a relationship? I don't think it would bother me as much because if I'm correct, your whole number goes up when you switch to a different partner. Correct?
Say that when you...
What do you mean? More.
It's like when you said when you switch, your whole number goes up?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because say for instance, my whole number is 5.
Uh-huh.
And
if you still fuck the same person, then it still stay at 5 right. Until you move to the next person.
Times 2.
Okay. 5 times 2. No,
there's a rule. You know what they say. You know what I'm saying?
There's a rule of 3 or something like that.
What you mean? 3? I don't know the rule of 3.
Let me see if I can pull it up. But because they talk about it in a lot of movies.
Bitch says you've been with 20 people. You know what I'm saying?
You check that number and you...
It's 16.
You multiply by 3.
I mean, my whole number has risen to the point where I don't even remember the people that I done fucked in the past. And they tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, the dude who was, here earlier tonight, we hooked up before, and then the second time that we were supposed to hook up, I didn't know that we hooked up before, and it was, I went all out and glammed up and went to the bar and met him at the bar. We had drinks and it was like I was doing some brand new type shit. You know what I'm saying? Until he leaned over and said, "You know we fucked already, right?" And I was like, "I don't know who the hell you are." You know what I'm saying? So the rule of three. Okay, we're going to get to that. And I kind of felt bad because the sex was really good. The second time.
Okay. So you can remember.
I remember the second time, right. But I do not remember the first
time. Maybe it was that good that you, you know, he just put it on you and you just couldn't.
Well, I didn't drink and do any Xanax, so I didn't do no blackouts. Mm-hmm. That fucked me up.
No roofies, oh yeah.
Like I've been with like a guy who gave me a Xanax and I had a drink and everything was going good, and right when I was about to eat that dick, it was like blackout. And I woke up the next morning and I'm like, did we do something? And he's like, yeah, it was good. And you was like this. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. You know, so, I mean, I think my whole number is about as long as my social security number.
My whole number, I want
to
say.
I ain't even going to say no number. I ain't giving the.
It's not as up there as yours.
But is I mean, like a three digit? Four?
I don't think it's, no, it's a...
Five?
No. It's lower
six?
Than that. No, it's lower than that. It's in the high double digits, though.
Okay, you're in the high double digits.
Yeah.
Like 20s.
No, 50s. High double digits.
90s?
Not that high, but high enough.
That's okay. That ain't nothing. You low as I know. Yeah. What kind of life are you living?
Very sheltered.
Right?
Very sheltered.
Well, what about you, Gato? How many digits your whole number?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not, but if you're talking about oral, then we're going to, that number's through.
No, oral's not included.
So that's why.
Yeah, we can't, yeah, we can't put.
It don't count as your penetrating.
So, yeah. So that's why.
That dick penetrating that mouth?
I would think, too, but yeah, that's why it's in the.
What that mouth do?
The high doubles.
That's a whole
nother. No, yeah, we'll save that topic for another day. Well, but so how many digits would your whole number fall into?
I don't even know, cause let's just say this.
Four?
I remember at one point in my life.
Seven.
Probably like in the late 2000s, you know, 8, 9,
12,
10,
digits.
You know. I was selling a certain narcotic that just happened to be a freaky, you know, type
freaky
of substance.
Friday.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember I used to be like, you know, I'm gonna hit me a new broad. Every night, I mean, that was my goal, to hit a new female every night. I mean, of course, it didn't happen like that, you know what I'm saying?
But right.
Let's just say that, you know, I was hitting a lot of new females.
Okay, that's enough. That, we ain't going to get too deep
into that. And that was just 1 year, you know what I mean?
The reason why I'm asking is because this is going to lead into my next question. What about you, Thomas? How many digits? Three?
Shit, I don't even know.
Four.
That shit, it's up there.
Five digits?
Oh, man, you tripping.
Six?
I don't even know.
Seven?
Thousand.
I think I'm in the four digits for sure.
All right, yeah. I'm thinking I'm rocking like maybe a three-digit, four-digit.
Every time I use my hand, it's a new girl.
So, my lead-up question to this is, and it works both ways, for you having a lower number...
Mm-hmm.
In your charisma, can you tell if someone is more experienced than you in sex? And for everyone else who has a high number, can you tell if that person is less experienced?
From my experience, you can, but you can't really, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't, because sometimes a person could have a high number but not know how to fuck.
Right, yeah. Like on Wayne Tag's Hell.
Yeah.
Some guys got little dicks that can't fuck, and some guys got big dicks and still can't fuck.
I don't think your whole numbers, I don't think that has any bearing on whether they're experienced or not. Because you can be experienced, but still not have good experience. You could be...
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You could be experienced at bad sex.
Exactly. Mm. And no one's ever told you you've had bad sex, so you're thinking... Okay, I'm putting it on. I'm doing a good job. And in actuality, your sex is horrible.
All right, well, you know? Okay, well, for the experience side, have y'all ever had bad sex?
Yeah, baby.
tongue?
Yeah.
How did you know it was bad sex?
Did you let them know it was bad sex, or do you just...
Oh, I'm going to let you know.
Anyway.
I'm going to let you know.
I mean, how would you... I mean, for you as guys who are laying the dick down or whatever, is it because you get soft? I mean, like, I'm being really inquisitive because, like, I'm a bottom. So, you know, I do not...
Well, what about the grit? You ain't going to cut it out if the grit starts?
I mean, but that's...
If you're a bottom, you know about the grit.
I mean, though. That's different, though.
That's different, though, what? That's bad sex, a grit, man.
But that's... I mean, it's different because I'm not the stroker. You know,
yeah,
I'm the stroke.
The one getting their ass tore up like sandpaper.
Right, but...
I know some pussy that just won't get wet or just blown out. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
I never knew what that was. Yeah, what is a blown out pussy? Is that like when their mud flaps not tight no more?
No, that's when you went over there and you don't feel no walls or nothing. It's just gaping.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought gaping was kind of hot on TV.
No, not when you're
gaping's.
Is it like the Holland Tunnel? You know,
gaping's going nice when you're coming out the ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm understanding. Okay, gaping. Okay, that's when the men take the two fingers and put it in your hole and pull it open.
No, that's too when the pink.
That's like when you fucking boom and you pull out.
And
you, open, you know, when you see that little pink and it comes.
I am not about to let nobody put nothing that big in my asshole or any other hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you wake up after that? You know what I'm saying? That you just fine.
Okay, but look, since we're both bottoms here, what's the biggest you've had?
9.
Really?
I don't like I think I tried to go past 9, but that shit hurt.
Mine was 11.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hello.
The one in the room knows we talking about.
No,
I'm just playing.
I mean,
put a little vinegar on it.
Right. Put a little vinegar on it. That's what's up. Shake that pussy back, baby.
Back.
For real, y'all. Mm. But I don't know. Like when it get down, like I've tried to deal with a big dick, but it's always been a big dick that knew how to fuck. So it's like, oh yeah, I got you. So you can't do nothing but take it, and that hurts like up in there. You know, I can't.
I mean, it's once you get to a certain point, you just get. I'm not gonna say that it. Initially, I guess it hurts, but after a while, it just kind of you become more relaxed and
yeah. I mean, like then, I remember when I was younger, I used to like have this big like this how would you say it this epilogue of that. Before we get started, let me tell you one thing. This is not no pussy,
right.
So you will not be bungee jumping up in this. You know what I'm saying? So it'll let them know, hey, you know, I got to take my time, you
That's
know,
because
I learned that you can't let nobody just go and jump up in, and some dudes like that
if
shit.
If you're a power bottom, then yeah, you can have him bungee jump all day and all night.
Mm.
You don't want that sting.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't like that burning.
The burning out of it, stinging. Oof.
Yeah, I can't deal with that burning. But before we burn up, y'all, we'll be right back with the Purple House, y'all. That was motherfucking awesome. Play that music.
Play that funky music. I got that milk money. I got that milk money.
Wait, pause that. They said I got that MILF like mothers are like the
yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll be right back with the Purple House, y'all.
I got that MILF money. Heard you in the mood for a little milkshake. Welcome to the Dairy Duchess Love Factory. I could whip it up, fix you up straight away. He got circles worried about what he thinks out with my friend. Drink.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
Balls like it's FIFA.
Play with them balls like FIFA. Wait, was that the Sega, the Capcom song?
No.
Oh, it sounded like
the... Friday.
Okay.
Nice,
I think you guys like did an awesome show today. So we're gonna start this off. I did say we was gonna start off with Gator, but I want Gator to like not do it right. So I'ma totally go around and let everybody else like do one and then throw Gator like right in the mix of it. So Thomas, bro, any shout outs to anybody, and where can our audience totally meet you and greet you?
Well, if you're in New Orleans, you can always meet me at the casino. I was at the casino the other day when y'all didn't tell me.
What you mean you was at the casino? Boy, we was looking for you. We were looking for you. We thought you were going to win it.
And the freezing cold. Well, I went to the casino. I went to bed, man.
So what casino can they find you at, bro?
Harris.
At Harris.
Already.
What you be playing?
All of it. Slots, roulette,
and vaginas, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I get them girls to blow on my dice.
Uh-oh, blowing on dice. Mm-hmm. Don't get snake eyes.
Got that, be more careful.
That's what's up. And, and any social media?
X Dr. Clown X.
Whoa.
And Thomas, Dr. Clown X on Facebook. Anyway, sir, Mr. Gator, bro.
Yo.
Any shout outs or anything you want to say and leave the audience with, sir?
Man, just y'all keep y'all head up, man. Don't let this corona caved in, being around your partner thing all the time, ruin your relationship, you know, and
just get creative.
Get creative with your spare time and get creative with sex most of all. So
absolutely.
And sir, where can our audience like get to know you?
You can find me, follow me on Facebook at Brent Gainer, G-A-N-I-E-R, but it's pronounced Gagne, so you know what I'm saying? Get
that's
that right.
What's up.
And you can look me up on Instagram also, under Gator Gagne, so.
That's what's up. He's an Insta-freak, people. He's an Insta-freak.
Check me out on that thing.
All right, and what's up, Calvin? Where can everybody, first. Do you have any shout outs, my love?
I just want to give a shout out to my family back home in Washington, D.C.
D.C. That's what's up. And where can everybody reach you at on social media?
You can always follow me on Twitter. I'm Joie de Vie. That's JOIEDEVIE_79. And on my Facebook is C. Nathaniel Harris.
Awesome. And y'all know who I am. I'm Tracy Alexander. And y'all can reach me on Facebook, Tracy Alexander, or The Miseducation of Tracy Alexander. Mm-hmm. And y'all make sure y'all check out my online store that's Equal to None. The website is equaltonone504.com. Y'all, thank y'all for listening to us. And we will be right back with... Well, we're not being right back now.
Right. Okay, tomorrow.
We'll be right back tomorrow. And y'all, Saturday we will have a special show since we did not do one yesterday. Ooh. And it will be to get to know someone close and personal. Ooh. Which will be Zay Ross, an up and coming artist that's going to give us some of his freshest grooves, and we're going to pick his brain. So make sure y'all check that out tomorrow on The Purple House. Anybody got some music? Since Thomas ran off on me, I think we...
I've been sleeping out for quite some nights now. It's not the same.